Okay, song of the day. It's coming up in less than 10 minutes right now, though. Joe's Need to Know News. Joe's Need to Know News. Here we go. You want to make yourself anywhere from, 80 to 100K? Go get a job at Taco Bell as a manager.
Say what?
Yeah, I love me some Taco Bell. Let me tell you what, even though they've gotten rid of the Cool Ranch Doritos Locos Tacos. Awkward. They're testing out a new higher salary to try to attract better managers for their stores. They're going to offer 100 grand salaries. That's up from the normal range of $50,000 to $80,000, which, by the way, still is good money. I don't know, guys. Like, if this radio thing doesn't work out, there's a Taco Bell, like, less than a half a mile from my house. I love this, but...
And think of the benefits.
Oh, my gosh.
Free tacos for life. I mean, they get free, right? Everything, I assume?
It's got to be some kind of a thing. When I worked at McDonald's for 4 hours, I got free McDonald's.
You got, like, a sandwich?
Yeah, I got fired, but I got, like, some nugs and...
You got fired from McDonald's?
Long story. I got fired from McDonald's, from Subway.
You did?
I eat fast food, but apparently I'm not good at working behind the counter. And I didn't eat the food either. That's a whole nother story. Maybe we can talk about where to get fired from.
Yeah.
Okay, the Olympics, they are coming to Tokyo, and athletes, this is interesting, will be sleeping on bed frames in the athletes' village that are going to be made of cardboard.
Yeah, this is so, you have to explain it a little bit.
Well,
I
still don't understand it after reading it. It's actually sturdy cardboard. They're saying it's going to be able to hold up to 440 pounds, so I can get on that thing. And it's supposed to be stronger than their wooden beds. Now, the reason they're doing these single bed frames will be recycled later after the games, like for the paper product, which it's great, of course.
I love that.
But are these athletes really going to be that comfortable? That's my worry. Is that the athletes are not... But is it just...
I mean, it matters the mattress, not so much the bed frame.
I don't know. Like, what if you spill your water or something on your frame? Like, does it just like...
disintegrates.
It's like, oh, great.
I think it's always interesting because there's always so much drama that comes with the Olympics. Like, as far as, like, is everything ready on time? They're living... Like, how they're living, all of that. I just feel like there's always so much drama.
It's really interesting. The mattress, they say, is broken up into three sections, so the firmness of each can be adjusted. I don't know. It's kind of like new wave.
I like
cool.
it if it works. I'm just so skeptical. I'm like, these are athletes that need to have the best sleep of their life each night because they've been training 4 years for this, you know, event.
Yeah.
I just hope it holds up. Don't get me wrong. I wouldn't mind having one of those here in the studio so we can take a little nappy nap.
What, 18,000 of them? There's like 18,000 beds being
that is incredible.
Put together.
And here's what I'm worried about. It says that they can hold 440 pounds. Well, what about if two athletes are in the same bed? Not saying that happens, but...
think of how tiny like some of the athletes are. They're gonna be
like six
Simone
Biles.
Yeah, true. I guess you have like a whole gymnastic team in one bed. Okay. Okay. This is something I got to put a warning out there. If you're an adult and you were thinking about having sexy time, don't do this. I can't even believe this is a story for Need to Know News. People have been using toothpaste as a lubricant. You just put your mind to that one. And I guess they've been having painful experiences. Maybe they saw this online. That's the idea to do it. They're getting rashes, irritation, even burns on their junk.
Oh.
So, incredibly, doctors are warning. Can you imagine being a doctor? Like, one day you have to make this announcement. Like, dear people. And this is what they said, quote, it will probably cause chemical burns and stinging pain that can last for several days.
I don't understand why you would just look at toothpaste and be like, let's do it.
Oh,
let's go for it.
Winter fresh.
Toothpaste burns my mouth sometimes even. Like if it's like too minty and it's in there for too long.
No, I totally get you, but that's a warning that has to go out there this morning, unfortunately. And finally for Joe's Need to Know News, how long will you stay on hold? You call maybe the credit card company, the doctor's office, whatever. More than 1 in 5 Americans say they'll hold on as long as they need to do it just to make sure they can get through. This is from a new poll. 31% said, I'm only going to wait 5 minutes. No way. Nobody waits less than 10 minutes, right? Or 20 minutes?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I do. I'm out, and then I will call again.
One time, I think I waited an hour.
On hold?
Oh, my God.
This is what I do. I give myself a side task. Like, if I'm calling the cable company or something, I will, like, put laundry in front of me, and I'll fold it, or I'll put them on speaker, and I'll put away my groceries. Like, give yourself something else to do.
Yeah, don't just sit there by yourself. But I don't think I've done an hour before Pork Chop, but I bet you I've done 30 to 40 minutes.
For who? Do you remember?
Oh, boy. I don't know. I just know I was trying. It was a problem. I know I was trying to resolve some issue. I can't even remember what it was. I probably tried to block it out of my memory. So, these people say they'll wait on 5 minutes. Yeah, right. I there's no way I could be doing that. That's Joe's Need to Know News. You can text JAM, J-A-M, to 52140. I'll be posting that up there later on in the show. And, of course, you can check everything out at joeandmackenzie.com. Song of the day. It's coming up next. You get to vote. Make sure you have your phone ready. We'll give you the number and the word next.